So back by popular demand is my sermon from last night. We did a third century Easter vigil last night at dusk, and my sermon has been requested that I do it again. So I'm going to use the sermon from last night, and it's probably going to work out pretty well because we've got a lot of young ones with us today. And the main character in the story is a little girl named Bailey. So I'd like to share the story of a three-year-old child named Bailey as she watched the story of Jesus at a church pageant. And I want to thank Jim for sharing this story with me this week. You see, Bailey loved Jesus. Watching a church pageant that told the story of Jesus' birth in a humble stable, Bailey became mesmerized. It was soon clear that she felt as if she were there in the sacred story. There were live animals and Roman soldiers and actors in beautiful costumes. She saw Joseph, and there was Mary sitting on the back of a donkey as they journeyed to the inn. She saw Jesus enter Jerusalem in triumph on the back of another donkey, while people strewed palm and olive branches on the way before him, shouting, "Alleluia, Alleluia." Bailey was ecstatic. As the man playing the role of Jesus drew near to where she sat with her family, Bailey began jumping up and down, screaming, "Jesus, Jesus, look, there's Jesus, he's coming here." Not just saying the words, but exclaiming them with every fiber of her being. She alternated between screaming his name and hugging her family. "It's Jesus. Look, it's Jesus." Bailey was in love with Jesus, and tears filled their eyes as they looked at Jesus through the eyes of a child in love with him, seeing him for the first time. Like the blind beggar Bartimaeus in the gospel, screaming out in reckless abandon, "Jesus, Jesus," afraid he might miss him, not caring what others thought. But then came the arrest scene. On stage, the soldiers shoved and slapped Jesus as they took him from the Garden of Gethsemane to the courtyard where Pilate waited. And there is little Bailey, as if she were there in the crowd of women that long ago day, standing with them in their terror and anger. "Stop it," she screamed. "Bad soldiers, stop it." Wanting to keep her little heart from breaking, her grandfather leaned over and whispered to her, "Bailey, it's okay. They're just pretending." But Bailey is lost in the moment. "They're hurting Jesus, stop it." Standing in her seat, she flinches and reacts to every blow as if she were there. At first, people smiled at her cute reactions. Then they quit smiling and began watching her watch him. As the soldiers led Jesus away, carrying the cross, yelling, whipping, and cursing at him, her Jesus, now bloodied and beaten, Bailey became hysterical. "Stop it, soldiers, stop it," she screamed. She must have been wondering why everyone else was doing nothing. Then she began to cry instead of scream. "Jesus, oh Jesus." People all around began to weep as they watched this devoted little disciple see her Jesus beaten and killed, just as those first century disciples and Mary, his mother, must have. Going back and forth between her mother and grandfather's lap for comfort, she was distraught. "Bailey, it's okay. Jesus is going to be okay. These are just people pretending to be soldiers." She looked at them like they were crazy. Sitting in her grandpa's lap, they talked her through the shock of the cross and the burial in the tomb. "Watch, Bailey, watch for Jesus." Then the tomb began to tremble. Lightning flashed as the stone was rolled away. A Super Bowl touchdown cheer couldn't come close to matching this little one's reaction to the resurrection. "Jesus, he's okay. Mommy, look, it's Jesus. He's alive. Look." Her family prayed that she wouldn't be traumatized by the pageant, but rather that she would remember it. One thing is for sure. All those who were present that day will never forget seeing Jesus' suffering, crucifixion, and resurrection through the eyes of an innocent child. Following the service and pageant, all the actors assembled in the hall to be greeted by the audience. As Bailey passed by the Roman soldiers, she called out, "Bad soldiers, you hurt Jesus." The actor who portrayed Jesus was some distance away, surrounded by well-wishers and friends. Bailey broke away from her mother and ran toward him, wrapping her arms around him, holding on for dear life. He hugged her and said, "Jesus loves you." Then he patted her to go away, but she wouldn't let go. She kept clinging to him, laughing and calling out his name, "Jesus, Jesus." She wasn't about to let go of her Jesus. And Jesus will never, ever, no matter what, let go of her. May Bailey's experience of Jesus and her love for him be a beautiful and blessed gift for you this day. And when you move into your Easter day, may you see the resurrection of an Easter dawn through the eyes of a little girl. And may all God's people say, please rise as you are able for the Nicene Creed found on page 358. We believe in one God.